7 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden, and Roberta's lurking around here. At some point, we get to Uri Geller, who's with us later on in the hour. At least that's the usual tradition.
Yes.
Have we got that all figured out, Richie?
He will be here.
Richie has figured it out, boys and girls. That's a cool thing. All right, so the world is full of stories, and that's what we're interested in here. Stories about life, stories about you, stories about people. And we devote this hour of the program to those stories and lessons of life. That's why Uri is helpful in his conversations with us. There's an interesting story at DougSteffen.com about a flock of well-dressed plastic flamingos. That apparently have become kidnapping targets for thieves.
Yes, of course.
All around the country.
Sure.
Who has flamingos on their lawn, though? Who still keeps? That's a 1950s.
Oh, no, that's why I like it.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yeah,
still
it's
quite
cool.
A few people. Hey, remember, was it, I bought you one for your lawn, like 12 or 13 years ago or something. I remember sending one up there to put out on the lawn.
I don't know if I ever made it. I remember that, yeah. So, why did you buy it for me, though?
Because it would be funny.
Silly.
There was something, it was a birthday present or something, I can't remember what it was. Right. But if you put a pink flamingo out on your lawn, some high school kid is going to steal it.
Yeah.
And put it out on his friend's lawn.
I want to test this theory.
Arthur O'Neill lives in Mansfield, Massachusetts. He's been collecting these flamingos and decorating them on his lawn for a number of years. They would play golf, that kind of thing.
The flamingos would play golf.
Yeah, you just kind of set it up. You make little.
Or you can flip them over and play croquet.
Right. Could do that. Yeah. So he's been robbed four times this year. 40 flamingos have been stolen.
Yeah.
And last week, he got a ransom note.
Oh, gosh.
The message, screw, he got a flamingo, one of them back, and it said, if you want to see the rest of the flamingos, call this number. And it listed a phone number from Worcester, Massachusetts. So, Mr. O'Neill, who changes the flamingo outfits once a week,
once a week.
I'm looking
at dedicated.
One has a golf bag around his neck. Another one has a golf club.
Ponchos, sombreros, maracas.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, the flamingos have been stolen. He installed a motion-sensitive camera and caught one of the guys stealing the flamingos. The police now have the ransom note and the picture, and are going after the thefts with, as we say in Massachusetts, vigor.
With vigor.
Go get them with vigor.
With vigor.
Yeah. Vigor, not vinegar. Vigor.
That's funny.
Feminine vigor.
So how many people in your neighborhood have these things on their lawn, Richie? I don't have any of them around here. That's a Florida thing, isn't it?
Well,
this guy's Massachusetts, but I think it's more of a Florida.
It really is, but like you said, most people just do it as a joke now. I mean, they don't do it for real decoration.
I like the idea of dressing them up.
Although,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you ride around? Like, if I drive to the beach through the Delmarva Peninsula, through farm areas, getting over to the Eastern Shore from Washington, you still see in a lot of these rural areas the cowboy, the wooden cowboy leaning up against the tree, or the fake deer, or what's the other one? The old fat woman in the polka dotted dress bending over to pick flowers or something. I mean, you see all those lawn ornaments out there.
Well, we have one of the fellows that is a friend of mine who has a dairy store has cows out in his front lawn, and he keeps some of my cows behind his ice cream store, but he's got black and white cows. And I told him, you can't do that. So he painted the black part of the cow brown. Yeah. But these are big, almost life-size things that he's had on his lawn. You've seen cows on people's lawns here and there. I wouldn't be silly enough to do it. I don't have to anyway. I got the real thing on my front lawn. But it is pretty funny what people think is decorative. How, they take these things, flamingos or ducks, geese. It seems to be a big thing with birds. I don't see many horses. Oftentimes.
No, usually deer. You're horses. Right. Yeah, like Rich said.
Yeah. Right. At any rate, that's it is kind of silly when you think about it. But more to the point, how do you think people see your home? What do you want people to think of when you're in a suburban neighborhood, Richie? When people buy drive by your home, what do you think? I mean, you've got a car in the driveway, you got a lawn. There's nothing special about your house. Right?
It's clean. It's well manicured. There's nothing that stands out about my house. I'm not the kind of guy who wears the obnoxious Hawaiian shirt out to the mall. I don't want my house standing out and somebody going, ugh. You know, even though I might like it, I want my house to have a resale factor to it.
Conformist.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Wimp.
No.
He's a Republican. Yeah, right.
I'm a capitalist, and I don't want my... When I was in the car business, inevitably, once a week, once a month, you know, whatever, a couple times a month, you would get somebody bringing a car, and it would just have stickers all over it, or they will have done something crazy to the interior, put something on the dashboard, or just whatever it is to be different. That's great, but you know what? When I pull those stickers off, or when I have to redo the seat covers, or whatever it is, or put the original wheels back on it, it's going to cost me $1,000 or $1,500. And guess who's paying for that? Not me, you. Mm-hmm. Ding. Your car was worth $10,000. Now it's worth $8,500.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That's
the practical side.
That's you're still a wimp.
That sort of thing.
You call me what you want. I'm a wimp with that extra $2,500 in my account.
All right. So Heather and Richie have their stories coming up. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways, a woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Very sweet. Doug's Good Day with Heather and Rich here as we go beyond Good Day with stories that will ring some kind of a bell. That's the requirement I say to the folks who are on the staff here. Tell us a story that rings a bell, means something people can identify with. So, Richie, where are you taking us?
To Facebook.
Facebook.
I'm sitting here, I've got Facebook, my email, a couple of other websites open as we go through the show this morning, and a friend of mine that I went to high school just posted, how do you respond to a 15-year-old who has never traveled out of the country when he says, I don't care much for America?
How do you respond? Is that a question, or do you have an answer, or did she have an answer?
Well, that's the question that she posed, and it was a friend of her son's, and she has known this kid since he was 7 years old, knows both of the parents, and, they have their tiffs when it comes to politics, and she says, that's probably where it comes from. So some of the responses here were, let me see. If that's all he hears from the people in power and in the media, that's his history lesson that he learns from. Somebody said, I would say, what is it that you don't care for, and how would you change it?
She says,
unfortunately, I'm not that smooth. I was so shocked, I told him to pick a country and move there. Guess I won't be winning Mother of the Year.
All right, so is that something we ought to post on... But, on either our Facebook page? I think that's an interesting question.
My response was, this is one of the reasons that I love that my kids go to Colombia, where my wife is from, in the summer for 4 to 6 weeks, is A, to brush up on their Spanish, because I believe that's an important tool for them to have as they grow up, is to be bilingual, and B, for them to be able to see just how great this country is when they go there, and as beautiful as Colombia is, man, it's just not as easy to get things done there. And when they come home, they appreciate that. Even though they're only 8 and 5, they notice the difference. So,
like what? What do they notice?
Let's see here. Warm showers.
You can't get a warm shower in Colombia?
Not on the North Coast. No,
really.
You don't have hot water heaters. No. You drive around and there are poor people everywhere. I mean, everywhere. There is dirt poor, and then there's
dirt poor,
and then there's wealthy. Right. You have people who live in shanty shacks, cinder block shacks that are one or two rooms with tin roofs on them, all over the place. And they basically live off of, if they can sell some popcorn or some fruit out in the middle of the street, and they have chickens, maybe a cow if they're doing well, where they get a lot of their eggs and stuff from. But they see dirt poor there. And they come home and they don't see that. Now, we do have dirt poor here, but it's not the same as there.
Do you think this has them, are they appreciating more when they come home?
They notice it. I don't think at this point they appreciate it.
So you think it's more of this like subliminal message going on that's going to play into their adulthood?
They absolutely notice it. So, but it's,
how much did you travel when you were that age?
I didn't have a passport till I was 35.
Good to you, Richie.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, my
there
kids.
There is the ugly American.
I had no clue. No clue. But my kids.
You see, that's what's so wonderful. Your kids
the day they were born.
Yeah, that's right. And a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to have, a couple of passports instead of just one, just for the heck of it. Just in case somebody catches me sometime, someplace to go.
Daddy's on the loose.
I'm not at liberty to say anything else.
I understand. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I'm taking a break, taking a rest, taking some time to be at my best. Oh, won't you take a break? Won't you take a break with me? We can read a book. Or look up at the sky. We can take the time.
Is this Ernie? No, is this Ernie?
It's Big Bird.
Oh, it is Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Big Mac.
So, Rich and Heather and Doug continue with the important stories, or maybe stories just mean something. Who doesn't know and love Big Bird? No matter what your stripes are politically or otherwise, how can you not dig Big Bird?
I know. I loved it. And you know what? I loved, actually, Grover.
Grover
was a favorite.
I like the Cookie Monster, actually.
Speaking of birds, unfortunately, there was a homeless man just near Malibu Beach, actually, who wasn't, I can't say that he wasn't fond of a pelican, but he was choking it.
Oh, we're back to the pelicans?
He was choking.
That was a flamingo.
I'm bringing in the pelicans.
Right,
they've got a bigger.
Can we do this? Can we strangle some of the geese? I want to get to some of the geese that are here on the phone.
Well, if you do.
No, the geese are horrible creatures.
If you do, you may be jailed.
Oh,
well, you may be jailed
in
for
Malibu,
60 days.
So, California, absolutely, that would happen. Yes.
This guy strangled a pelican.
He strangled a pelican.
Why?
To death?
To death.
Really?
And then a passerby saw this, reported
it. Call the police.
Said, this man is choking this pelican, and, you know, he's flapping around, and whatever, body went limp and everything. So they come upon this homeless man and arrest him. They ask him, he says, I found it dead. And then he later states that he didn't find it dead. He actually was strangling the pelican because he was hungry. And he was unable to catch any fish that day.
The pelican was hungry or the man was hungry?
They probably were, but the pelican
That's what I was going to guess. Was he hunting?
Exactly. He was hunting. And that really kind of struck me when I was reading this. First, I read it in the idea of the visual of him strangling a pelican. I don't know. It just kind of brought me back to some cartoon days, and I was laughing a little bit.
Yeah, that's very cartoonish.
It is cartoonish when you visualize it. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's homeless. He's hungry. So basically, he's just trying to find some food. He couldn't catch any fish that day.
So what was he going to do? Skin it and cook it?
Apparently. But you know what? That's nothing new. There are plenty of homeless people for, you know, eons that have had to kind of just forage through and live on grass, whatever.
This guy homeless?
Before we had...
He's a homeless man.
Stores, that's how everybody ate.
Exactly.
They went out and killed an animal and ate it.
And so that brought me to, like, it's not an endangered species, right? It's not something that's protected by the wildlife, whatever. So
if he were to stand up in a court of law and tell a judge, Your Honor, I have no home, I had no food, I had no money.
He did.
I was hungry.
He did.
And what happened?
He was jailed for 60 days.
Yeah, I can't, no.
jailed for 60 days. But, at least he's getting fed in there. But, honestly, I just, that really struck me that if it was a pigeon. If it was a pigeon,
nobody would have
said
anything.
A pigeon, right. Nobody would have cared.
Right.
Right?
So what's the difference between
the pelican? Apparently the pelican is quicker. It's just a quick snap with a pigeon.
Yeah.
But then I came across, there's actually a homeless website. It's called Expose Homelessness.
A website without a home.
Exactly. But it's something that's being built now. It's growing. It's by homeless for homeless. They're trying to build a page for resources for homeless people and whatnot. But they reported out on this, and they were kind of saying the same thing, that the guy was hungry,
So he's going to go to jail for 60 days? Or
yes.
He gets 60 days of square meals.
60 days.
He gets three squares a day.
60 days of beatings and,
Who's going to beat him? The people who love flamingos? Is there a I Love Flamingo contingent in the L.A. County Jail?
There may be. Out of anywhere, I would think it would be there.
The L.A. County Jail isn't as tough as, a lot of the other hardcore. L.A. County Jail is filled with people like this.
Right.
Yeah, and this is who you would find.
Yeah.
He's
in Courtney and Van Nuys.
Yeah.
There's a Starbucks in there, for God's sake.
It's cheaper stuff, too, Reggie. 28 after on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Maryland license number 00169A5. Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a non-profit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt, stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and Uri Geller joining us to talk about your dreams and your mind, your mental workshop in which you are building anything you want. Visualize what you want to build in your life by using your mind. That is, you see it, you feel it, you taste it, you believe in it. You've made a mental blueprint. And then you begin to build it by thinking about what you want in the greater term of what you want out of your life. Have you envisioned it? It changes. When you're 20, you want one thing. When you're 30, you want something else. When you're 40, and so on and so forth. But whatever it is, the beginning of what it is that you would like to have begins, the beginning begins. It's kind of like the begin, the begin. Remember that? No, nobody remembers that. Larry, do you remember that song, Begin the Begin?
Or am I? No, really. It's from the 60s.
Or earlier.
It's earlier, even. Thank you very much. Remember now.
Next.
I know, you're a month younger than I am, so a month and a half younger than I am, so you might not have had that experience. Yeah, next. Anyway, the idea here is to think about your life and what you imagine it to be. And Uri has spent his life helping people develop their mental abilities to bring themselves around. And interesting, Uri, because Richie and I were just talking about this experience at the football stadium where a player broke his neck, right, Richie? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, Devon Walker from Tulane University was playing at Tulsa this past weekend and had a head-on-head collision. And right away they could tell it was a serious injury.
Yeah. More, another reason not to have football.
That's just another conversation. But, Uri, what I wanted to talk about with you is they spent 20 minutes attending to him on the field before the ambulance came. Mm-hmm. And while they were attending to him, both of the teams came out on the field and had a prayer for him. And I thought, wow, if I were going to be seriously injured, to have 46 players from each team come out onto the field and pray for me, surrounded by 100,000 fans, what kind of energy does that bring to you? And do you believe that could really do somebody good in a recovery in a serious injury like this?
Yeah, well, you know that there are many reports, scientific reports, coming from a few different universities where doctors, medical doctors, conducted an experiment with a group of people who were sick, who were prayed for, another group of people who were sick but were not prayed for, and the results were stunning. The group of ill individuals who were prayed for healed faster than the ones that were not prayed for. I'm a great believer in the power of prayer. Now, whether it evokes an unseen or an invisible energy that actually helps you heal faster, we can't prove that, but I do believe in the power of prayer. You know that there are about, 7.4 billion people on our planet. And most of them, I would say 7.1 billion believe in God. They believe that there is something out there that created us. So I always say, well, 7.1 or 7.2 billion can't be wrong. People cannot be wrong. Most of the people who believe in God, they do believe in the power of prayer too. I, you know, since you brought up the football and the football pitch,
yeah,
and the arena where you have 15, 20, 30, 40,000 people.
More like 80, 90.
Okay, more or less than, let's say, 80,000. This is why when there is a match where you're playing at home, statistics shows that most home games are won. Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
So the question is, why? Why? The rules are the same, whether they travel and, say, play in a different city, but most games are won at home. And I believe that that is a great example of that unseen energy that touches you,
mm-hmm,
when the fans really want something to happen and they want you to win and they will you to win. The same way I believe the power of prayer works. You think positive, you emit an energy. Again, it's an invisible energy. Probably it's a tangible energy, but we can't really measure it yet because we don't have the mechanisms, we don't have the computers to capture that healing energy that we produce and can produce and are producing with the power of our mind. One more thing. Ask any doctor, and a doctor will tell you that a sick person will heal faster if they are in a positive frame of mind than a sick person who is in a negative frame of mind.
It's one of the,
so I hope that kind of explains the power of prayer to all of you.
That was one of the points that they actually made in this article, is this guy's got long, not dreadlocks, but long hair, and one of the nurses was going to, made a motion like she was going to cut his hair, and the athletic director from the university said, no, no, you cannot do that. That's, you know, he identifies himself by the hair, and they say, so after the guy came out of surgery, they were telling him this story, and, mm-hmm, and he smiled. And they said, whenever they're talking to him, he's smiling, and that attitude is going to go a long way. Like in the first 2 or 3 days after a severe injury like this, if somebody is showing signs of smiling and having, yep, a positive attitude, how far it takes them and what a good sign it is for doctors to see.
Wow. Is this cool. Is this a recent accident?
It just happened this past Saturday, yes. Week? It just happened Saturday.
Yeah. Do you realize that as we speak now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of sports people, footballers, you know, rugby players, who get injured every day, every day. Some of them are paralyzed and end up in a wheelchair. But it is a rather, you know, I don't know what even the word to use. It's a dangerous sport.
Sure.
Doug, you were talking about football before. Did I hear you right that you are against the sport?
Yes, you heard me correct.
Wow.
I've been talking about this for well over a year since I was the only one. I would say this to puff out my chest and say, aren't you a hero? But since I had my brain examined by the folks at Cirruscan out in Denver and realized by looking at the pictures, the brains of these football players, how unbelievably dangerous it is, not only for a mature adult, but college age, high school age. Some of these kids that are in middle school that are playing football are just asking for disaster.
I agree with you. I actually saw a report not long ago of a new type of a helmet that can protect you better, just better. But hey, whatever you wear on your head, if you get hit or if you ram into someone else, you know, it gives you a major jolt to the
full
brain.
Speed,
that can't be good for you.
Yeah, it's well. Here's what happened in states like Ohio. I was on the board of trustees for my alma mater for 12 years. This is one of the things that caused me when I got as much flack as I did for this. I started thinking this wasn't the place for me anymore because I was told if I brought this up and made a big deal out of it, it would ruin our football program, ruin chances for admission for hundreds of young men who would come to Heidelberg to play. And that's all well and good, but I think it's lousy. I curbed my enthusiasm, if you'll pardon the pun, for following my passion at the time, and it never was. I was soundly criticized, pretty much by everybody. When I did finally get it onto the agenda, and people started talking about it, people in Ohio and Florida, Texas, many other states just don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with the reality of how dangerous this is because there's too much money involved in the alumni of this stuff that nobody gives a damn about the health of the kids. Yep. So, you know, let them break their neck or let them have concussions or Alzheimer's and dementia. The football players are shooting themselves, killing themselves, suicide all over the place. And it's getting worse. The NFL had to put aside $75 million in their contract last year in order to settle with the players. So that money would go to families who are aggrieved after the fathers and husbands die of these ailments. And we still sit here like buffoons thinking this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Sorry.
Well, Doug,
actually.
You hear how passionate you are about it. And let's face it, you are right. I suggest that just for your listeners, you should interview three or four neurosurgeons.
I have.
Doctors and
we've had them on. We've had them on.
Operate on your brain. Just ask them on air, live, what they think about it.
Yeah. I've had four or five of these people on, as a matter of fact. As people recognize my passion for this, they become available to me, and we talk about what the ramifications are, especially younger. The younger you expose to be, the spinal cord isn't fully, the brain, the skull, all those things aren't fully developed. And so you get into those situations where there's impact. And it isn't just football, by the way. It's soccer. It's hockey, it's wrestling, boxing, those things in which your head is a target. Why would you want to make the thing that controls your body a target, for God's sakes?
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you, but unfortunately, you know...
We're in the minority again.
And Doug, it's all about money, you know,
it
is. The football and all
that. Well, when you owned a football team for a while in England, but they don't play football over there. It's not really the kind of football we play here.
Soccer. Right.
It's soccer.
Yeah, but soccer is getting quite
pretty
popular
dangerous
in the United States.
Yeah, but it's also dangerous. Yeah.
You know, heading the ball, again, you get a mini shock, right?
Yeah. Imagine a ball coming at your head at 50 miles an hour.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Hey, Doug, I agree with you, and I guarantee you that 150 years from now, probably some of these sports will be phased out. You mark my word, we won't be around. But
well, you look at football now, and they're already, as many would say, sissifying it because of all the rules that they're instituting so that nobody gets hurt. Unfortunately, it's, the game is the game, and once you take all of that out to a certain extent, the game is no more. So you're right. It will be phased out at some point because they're trying to protect everybody from getting hurt, and that's just not a possible.
Well, it's a decision that I'm not for that at all. I'm for, I say on the air sometimes, I'm for outlawing it. What we really need is, like everything else, people need to take personal responsibility, need to educate themselves as to what's going on. Children ought to have the protection of their parents. Instead, oftentimes they have their parents encouraging them to go play this game, and it's because they want to live in the aggrandizement of whatever their children are able to accomplish.
There's a fine line, though, there. It's, my next-door neighbor, she's 16 years old. She got a concussion at school. How? She fell down on stage during drama practice. So anywhere in life, you're going to run up into
scenarios. But hang on, those, are accidents that do happen every day to most people. But when you go out to play football on the pitch, you're asking to be beaten up and hit and traumatized, and
you're asking for it.
Spectators around you, like
you're expecting
the gladiators,
sit
around and cheer. And we know that it's dangerous, and you can get paralyzed or even die.
With the 60 seconds that we have left, there, we look back in the times of the Romans, where they cheered the lions eating the gladiators or the gladiators fighting out to the death, and we still sit here and we watch football where it's kind of a war. It's my territory, your territory. The human condition that really wants to see this kind of strategery, but yet, bullish kind of thing. What is it in us that really wants to watch this?
You brought up the word bullish. I can tell you this, that what the world calls a strong man is sometimes a weak man with bullies for friends.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
And that's very, that's very
okay, lots of love and
all right, Uri.
Next week.
Thanks,
you.
Uri. Food for thought. Uri Geller, check out his website.
By the way, root for the Redskins this weekend, Uri.
Yeah, right. URIGELLER, Uri Geller. .com. He's always got one of the reasons we've become friends is because we have similar values, and but he owned that football. That's where that was the Michael Jackson episode. We're down to raise money for the football team. Anyway, again, it's all great food for thought, and you're welcome to it. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The fact that September 11th is upon us this week, we think a lot about those who are serving and have served to protect our freedoms. So this week, in which we commemorate the events of September 11th, 11 years ago, isn't it important that you spend a moment thinking about how you can support those people who are supporting you? The Purple Heart Service Foundation, representing many folks in the services, the programs they have for veterans, not just for people who have Purple Hearts, but for people who have served our country, are astounding, stupendous, terrific. If you'd like to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation with your gift of a car, cash, whatever, 100% tax deductible, call them now while you're thinking about it. 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631 to help.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A day to remember lives lost and heroism that lives on. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is the 11th anniversary of 9/11, that fateful day in 2001 that none of us will ever forget. Ceremonies and observances to be held today at Ground Zero in New York City, at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. These New Yorkers offering their thoughts about 9/11, saying the annual ceremony is a necessary one.
They should continue with the ceremonies. It's going to always be a part of history.
Having that moment to recall it and also to realize that it's not just us, we're part of the world.
There are so many stories of the incredible heroism that was displayed on that day and in the days to come. As a New Yorker myself, I have a 9/11 story for you about a friend of mine named Lloyd Frazier. A wonderful, upbeat guy, always smiling, a successful McDonald's franchise owner for many years. Among the restaurants he owned, one not too far from the Twin Towers in Manhattan. Lloyd was working at that restaurant the morning of September 11, 2001. After the attack, with so many people running for their lives, he and all the others inside that McDonald's stayed there. They huddled and they prayed. But then Lloyd saw a firefighter collapse right outside of his store. Most of those inside pleaded with Lloyd not to go out, but he did, crawling to the injured firefighter and dragging him inside, saving his life. Lloyd stayed at Ground Zero for the next 5 days, feeding thousands of rescue workers for free. All Lloyd would ever say about what he did was simply, "Hey, anyone would have done that." Lloyd Frazier passed away from cancer in 2006. What he did 11 years ago tells you all you need to know about a friend I will always miss. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets lost ground yesterday. The Dow off 52 points, closing at 13,254. S&P dropped 9. NASDAQ with a 32-point loss. Oil prices up 12 cents a barrel, finishing at $96.54. President Obama and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney putting politics aside today in honor of the anniversary of 9/11. Both campaigns will put a hold on their TV ads across the country for a day. The president to join a moment of silence on the South Lawn of the White House, and then he'll attend a memorial service at the Pentagon. Mitt Romney is scheduled to address the National Guard Association Convention in Reno, Nevada. Sports note, tennis. Andy Murray of Scotland finally has his major. It took nearly 5 hours, but Murray defeated Novak Djokovic in 5 sets in the men's final. Murray led 2 sets to love, then lost the next 2 sets before capturing the final set 6-2, and afterward...
Relief is probably the best word I would use to describe how I'm feeling just now.
He sounds tired. Murray, the first British player to win a Grand Slam tournament since 1936. And finally, a bit more to tell about that now famous bear hug and presidential lift. By now you've seen it. 46-year-old pizza shop owner Scott Van Duzer with a presidential greeting for the ages. President Obama dropped in on his pizza place in Fort Pierce, Florida this past Sunday. And, well, Scott, you pick it up from there.
He opened up the door and he was like, "Where's Scott at?" And as soon as I saw him, he came right at me, shook my hand, and I was just so excited. I just gave him a big hug and picked him up. It was crazy.
Scott said the whole thing was spur of the moment.
It was just a genuine moment that I was taken back by, and it was an incredible experience.
But wait, unfortunately, some folks have a problem with Scott Van Duzer, especially after Scott said he's basically a Republican but did vote for the president 4 years ago and will do so again. Scott says he's hearing lots of negative comments about his hug and lift, and some folks are boycotting his pizza place. Scott's response, quote, "There's no middle line anymore, and that's exactly what's wrong with our country right now," end quote. He's right. And wouldn't it be something if this little pizza place helped to bridge the gap between the political parties? Ah, who are we kidding? They couldn't even agree on a pizza topping. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.